So a couple weeks ago, I'm doing this casual butterfly stroke through my pool in my subdivision, and this fucking kid's Band-Aid floats right into my mouth.
What?
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
We are Sensible People. We're a new comedy podcast out here. I'm your host, Taylor Wagner, with my co-host, Ryan Church.
How you doing, everybody?
And Amber McBee.
What's up, everyone?
We're going to have a lot of fun today, share some laughter, as we always do. So circling back to my Band-Aid story, this is a true story. I'm swimming the other day. My subdivision that I live in has a pool. And there's a lot of kids that go to the pool. I can't fucking stand when there's a bunch of them there. But this Band-Aid, I'm casually just floating around, minding my own business, hot day, enjoying the cool pool. And this Band-Aid that clearly had fallen off some fucking kid floats right into my mouth.
What moron goes into the pool with a Band-Aid?
A lot of morons do. I've done it.
You don't do it.
So I'm floating around. I notice right away something floats in my mouth. Didn't know it was a Band-Aid right away. So I grab it. Obviously do the old like, oh, ah! I spit it out. And then instantly I'm thinking, what if it had blood on it? What if it had the guy that fucking had HIV, you know? So I go home and I start to research online. And I go to WebMD, don't find anything, you know. What if I swallow a fucking Band-Aid? I didn't swallow it, mind you, but I did get it in my mouth, right? So I'm thinking, is there any risk there to getting some kind of sickness? So I go to certain forums, and I find some similar situation where some guy posted his question to a doctor's forum about a Band-Aid floating into his mouth at a pool. I'm like, oh, that's me. So I find this online doctor, Edward W. Hook, MD.
Sounds legit.
Right? Welcome to the forum. This was a no-risk event. The water, salt, chlorinated, or otherwise, would inactivate the virus. Were it present, which in of itself is unlikely, the HIV is quite fragile, and there is no way the virus, even if in a blood virus, would survive on water. There's no risk, no need for testing, and no need to worry about such an exposure in the future.
You know, that's pretty crazy. But what I'm thinking is, diseases aside, let's say you swallowed a piece of poop from the pool or a booger. It might not give you HIV, but you still swallowed it.
It's true. I didn't swallow it, though. Yeah. Mind you, it got in my mouth. I mean, I spit it out instantly. So I'm reading this, and I want to go celebrate, right? I mean, 5 minutes prior, I think I might have HIV.
You're HIV
from a kid's
free.
Band-Aid, and now I'm HIV free. How legitimate you think these forums are with these doctors? I mean, for all we know, this guy could be wanking it in a backwards thong in his parents' basement.
Eating Doritos.
Right?
Did that put you at ease, though, or did you keep looking?
It put me at ease. But I mean, I still had in the back of my mind, like,
what's going to happen? Did you throw up?
I didn't throw up. I didn't get sick.
Brush
I felt
teeth?
Fine.
You didn't say, what did it taste like?
I went and drank a six-pack in celebration.
Could you taste the Band-Aid?
It had a Band-Aid taste, but there was no blood taste. I didn't taste iron.
That thick iron?
It didn't taste well water. Like,
did you spit it back into the pool or did you take it out?
I spit it back into the pool. It's someone else's
problem.
Pass
it on to someone else. Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to scoop it out with my hand.
I don't know if that would put me at ease, though, that article. I mean, I could have been on the other end answering it and put MD after my name.
That's very true. He's got a nice picture. He's smiling, at least.
What's he look like?
It's a little sadistic in its smile, but like a doctor.
Is it a headshot?
It's a headshot, but you can't see neck down, so he could be naked.
He's definitely bottomless.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that was my summer story. We've got a lot of summer themes in this show. Summer turning to fall, as we know. Ryan, I know you've got a little topic you want to bring up.
There's been a topic that I've actually been struggling with my whole life. And it has to do with the summer and being out on the water, whether you're on a pool or on a lake, on a boat. And I've always fought with the dilemma of buying swim trunks versus board shorts. And where I'm going with this is when you're younger, obviously, you're more prone, I think, to wear swim trunks as a little kid. You got the netting in there. You don't really, I don't really see little kids wearing board shorts. Then when you get older, you get through the junior high days, the high school days,
board
whatever.
Board shorts all the way.
Yeah, you go board shorts from Pacific Sunwear. You get the Hurley board shorts.
Oh, yeah.
But so the issue that I have is that the board shorts have no lining, and I absolutely can't stand that. Swim trunks have lining. It keeps you in place, let's say. It's like wearing boxers versus boxer briefs. And the other problem that I have is if you're wearing board shorts, most likely you're wearing boxers underneath those board shorts. So you go in the water, you go in the pool, you go in the lake, and you get out and you never dry. It fucking sucks. You're wet all day. I'm cold all day. And you're just never dry. So now, as an adult, I go to try to find swim trunks. It's damn near impossible. Every swim trunks for men right now are mostly board shorts. So I found a nice Kohl's special and got a new pair of swim trunks with lining, thank God. And now I stay dry. I'm happy as can be. And, you know, I came across a funny story that actually I think validates, or maybe not validates, my opinion. And I'll just give you the headline right now. Young Fall River boy rushed to ER after bathing suit gets caught. And there was a really funny clip in this story that, go ahead and play it for the audience, Amber.
I heard Ronan screaming, "Auntie Debbie, my pee-pee stuck."
So there's I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's this story out there of this young kid that was at the pool with his aunt, Debbie Snow, and Ronan was complaining of discomfort all day. Obviously, Debbie, you know, didn't think much of it. Thought it was just some whiny little kid like usual. And come to find out, somehow his wee-wee got stuck in one of the holes of the mesh of the bathing suit and got twisted up and stuck, and he couldn't get it off.
Yeah, kid, I don't think Ronan is going to be agreeing with you that that's the way to go. I think he's scarred for life.
Kid had a big pecker, right?
I mean, if it stuck through that little mesh, I think it was tiny. And actually...
Oh, it got stuck through the mesh?
It got stuck through the mesh.
I misunderstood that.
Listen to this.
Disregard my comment.
Listen to this quote from the story. In quotes, from Aunt Debbie. "I could see part of his penis was through the little tiny hole of the mesh. It was swollen. It was about the size of a small baby pea. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do? A baby pea? I mean... I have a one-year-old now, and I don't see baby pee. I don't know. What's your thoughts, Taylor? Do you wear board shorts?
No,
or
no more
swim
board
trunks?
Shorts. That was, like you said, junior high. You got to switch to the board shorts. Pac Sun, what hot spot, right?
That's where you got to go.
But yeah, now I just go straight mesh. You got to get that netting in there.
Yeah,
it's just an adult thing to do, I guess.
Well, what about
it holds you together like Spanx for the ladies?
Yeah, because even if you don't wear the boxers under the board shorts, you're just kind of hanging free. You get out of the water. Everything's tight. You know your shit's showing.
Right, right.
So.
But to your point, like, I don't want to walk around in public with a wet fucking boxers under my.
A wet suit.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Oh, it's awful, awful. I'm an adult now. I want to be comfortable. It's like one of my primary goals
exactly.
in life, right?
Yeah.
So.
Are
that's
you, it. Is it the same thing? Are you boxers or boxer briefs?
Boxers.
Oh, you're really?
Yeah. So.
There's nothing holding together there.
No.
See,
maybe I'm a eunuch.
That's like being a Cubs and a Packers fan. You're going both ways.
If you see it that way. Oh my God. Well, we did a fun little segment during our pilot episode, and we're hoping to carry that through a lot of episodes. Not every episode, but we're hoping we can do this every so often. It's called Sensible or Not, and it speaks to who we are. We're the sensible people, so the opinions you hear are from validated, honorable, sensible individuals such as Ryan and myself. Amber's opinion sometimes...
Doesn't matter.
You got it.
Rude.
So what we do here is we ask of a scenario or a situation or something that's happened, and we question whether... our opinions validated as sensible or not sensible. So we're going to dive right in. And the topic that I have, and this comes from a true story as well, about last fall, rather, I was walking down my cul-de-sac, or close to it anyways, walking around my neighborhood, and I saw this fucking kid buried in some leaves, because obviously the trees are dying in Chicagoland, and there's this pile of leaves, and this kid is eating the dead leaves. Just like shoveling them in his mouth like it's ice cream. So I wanted to ask you guys. The parent was standing right there, mind you. doing nothing, just looking and chuckling like it was funny. I mean, how filthy are these leaves, right? I, granted, when I was a kid, I played in dead leaves, right? You roll around, you have some fun. You push
I never ate them.
I never fucking ate the dead leaves. So this kid's shoveling these dead leaves into his mouth. I mean, there could be tons of bugs in there, disease. A homeless dude could have wiped his ass with them. Who knows, right?
Like, was he eating it piece by piece or shoveling?
Like no, like shoveling a roll up piles. Bite? Piles.
Okay. And so, fully I mean, swallowing it, not just tasting it and spitting it back out.
I think he was swallowing it.
Was he vegan?
Yeah, and that's a good point. He had two hands. He was on his hands and knees, or his knees rather, and he was just shoveling this pile of leaves into his mouth.
No, not sensible. He sounds like he's malnourished.
Yeah, completely not sensible.
I took you as a sensible one on that. You look like somebody who would eat dead leaves.
Ryan won't eat carrots. He's not going to eat dead leaves.
Like, I would not. I wouldn't.
I forgot you're a damn
leaf.
Picky eater. You don't eat green stuff in general or what?
There's very few green stuff that I eat. There's very few food items in general that I eat.
It's just liquor and chips.
Pretty much. That's usually my side every night.
It's a degenerate diet. All right, so we'll mark that one off as not sensible.
No, speaking of fall, that's usually the time where you stop using your air conditioning. I opened up my electricity bill yesterday, and I wanted to cry as I was sitting there in my sweatshirt with a blanket on me. So I tend to keep my house very, very cold, but I still wear a blanket and sweatshirt because I just love that cozy feeling. Do you guys think it's sensible to keep your house very, very cold in summer while also wearing a sweatshirt?
What's the point of turning down the air conditioning if you're going to wear a sweatshirt?
It's just so cozy.
I just think it's stupid.
Not sensible.
Not completely not sensible.
Stupid. I mean, I do like to keep my house cool. And I get bitched at because it's too cool. You know, I feel like all women are always complaining about being cold. I don't know. I mean, you're married. How do you feel?
Well, definitely about being cold and just in general.
Yeah. Well, and
I'm always cold.
You're always cold.
At work, it's just freezing.
It's a male-female thing, I think. Yeah. At work, I hear it. At the house, I hear it. Everybody's always bitching. I walk around in my boxers at home, and I'm perfectly comfortable. But this circumstance, not sensible. I mean, if you're going to pump it down and then wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you were, like, sitting by the fire or
like,
something.
Yeah,
like,
it's bizarre. Know.
But why would you have a fire in the summer anyway?
Not sensible. Is that what you're doing?
Having a fire? No.
Pumping the air and
pumping
then
the air and
yeah, that, oh, that is definitely what I'm doing.
That's
all the
totally
time.
You.
All the time, yeah.
You're just not a sensible person. That comes back to my point that these opinions that you hear are very sensible out of Ryan and I. Amber's a little questionable on that, but
disagree.
That's
disagree.
Another story.
You'll save your wattage on your electric bill, Amber, if you don't pump that air down and just maybe wear a t-shirt.
Maybe I'll have to heed that advice.
All right, what do you got for us, Ryan?
So, sensible or not, this happens to us in our household quite often. Don't ask me why, but sometimes I'll run out of, or actually, let me switch it. Sometimes Dana will run out of deodorant, and she uses mine. And I don't notice at first, and obviously it gets, then all of a sudden the deodorant's down to, like, it lasts maybe 2 weeks because two people are using it. And is it sensible or not in time of need, let's say you don't have time to go to the store to get a new one, but to use your significant other's deodorant?
Completely. I think that's completely sensible. Why not? You share everything 50-50 in a marriage, Ryan.
Amber, there's nothing more that annoys me is when she puts her pits on my deodorant. Keep my shit clean. I don't care if you're my wife.
You don't put it on hers ever?
There's time.
Oh, there we go.
But that doesn't
the truth
matter.
Comes out.
That doesn't matter.
So I think for me, and this has happened in our household, but for me, yes, I do use hers and smell like a little lady once in a while if
sweet
mine runs
secret.
Out. Because otherwise, I'm just going to smell like pure shit. And I'd rather smell like a girl than like a donkey's ass. But I don't think she's ever used mine when hers has run out.
She doesn't want to smell like a brute man.
Yeah, I guess.
Men's deodorant works so much better than women's deodorant. You have to put on two times as much if it's woman's than men's.
You know, if there's anybody here that I don't think has an opinion on deodorant, Amber just recently, and she can explain more, but she bought some sort of vegan deodorant that's made out of like garbage compost, I think, recycled plastic.
Yes, is this true?
It is one of my goals in life to find the best natural deodorant. I have gone through so many deodorants. They make my armpits so itchy. And right now I'm trying to find the best natural one. And I'm having so many struggles. They're all oil-based. It just stains your clothes. It's horrible.
That sounds disgusting.
So this deodorant you bought, it keeps you nice smelling, but yes. Doesn't stop the sweat.
Exactly. It does not stop the sweating at all. I'm sweating so hard right now, but I smell perfect. I smell like a flower.
But at least you don't have the shards of aluminum in your armpits that they say we get.
So my answer is twofold. Sensible for the man to wear the woman's, not sensible for the woman to wear the man.
I completely agree. Don't touch our shit.
Now, moving into a little fashion faux pas, what about the classic wearing socks with sandals? I don't think as women we normally do this, but what about for men? Ryan, Taylor, do you guys wear socks with sandals?
I do, but the circumstances are pretty slim when that happens. And it's usually, I play softball in the summers, and it's usually after I put on my cleats, or I'm about to put on my cleats, so I drive to my game. And I'm not going to wear shoes. I just throw on some sandals that I can easily change into my cleats. And then after the game, I'll throw my cleats off. I'll put the sandals on, and I'll go out to the bar. And I look like a jamoke, but I've got, I'm sweating already. I'm probably smell like shit. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. It's the dead of summer. I'm out at a raggedy bar drinking with a bunch of, in essence, I mean, my adult softball team's like an adult fraternity, if you want to call it that. So it's not like I'm going out to dinner like that. It's not like I'm going out to the clubs or, to work like that. So again, I would say sensible in my circumstances. It's been sensible. I do get kind of bitched at by the wife sometimes, but
that sounds pretty sensible. What about you, right? Ryan?
I think that's valuable.
We appreciate the argument, but not sensible. Are you kidding me? You don't wear socks with sandals. I don't care if you're wearing the classic Adidas sandals or the thong sandals. You just don't do it.
What about Nike? That's what I'm wearing.
You don't do it. I think the last time I wore sandals was at vacation Bible school when I was six, and I had to wear socks with sandals because I was holding,
you're pretending to be Jesus.
I don't know, a staff or whatever. Yeah. I think I was a shepherd, something like that.
You remind me of shepherd.
I don't wear sandals in general. I don't think they fit my feet. I think they suck.
You're all Crocs, right?
I'm a Croc man. I do.
What a loser.
Croc family.
What, you don't wear sandals at all? They're
No, they're not.
Slip them on, slip them off.
It's like cardboard for your feet. And they, I think they look like shit.
Probably, you fucking.
I don't, anyone wants to see my feet.
My feet are disgusting too, but I just don't give a shit. And I'll cut the toenails, but.
But, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I see these old guys and they're wearing fucking socks with sandals with floodwater pants, and it just drives me absolutely off the wall. I stand next to him at the deli counter, and I leave because I can't even stand next to him.
Sticking to the theme of summer, peeing in the lake, peeing in the pool, peeing in the ocean, it's all water. We all do it, right? We have, at least, I would hope. I think that's kind of a reasonable thing to expect people to do at least once in their life, if not regularly. So let me ask you, Amber, peeing in a public pool versus peeing in a lake or ocean?
I say pee in the lake, pee in the ocean, pee in your pool, but if it's not your pool, don't pee in it.
I think you can pee and shit in pool, lake, and the ocean. It's all up for grabs. The chlorine cleans it out. I mean, as long as you go and you could blame it on somebody else, just as long as no one knows it's for sure you.
I'm not.
Who gives a
fuck?
No way.
You can see it coming out. It's yellow.
But who's what?
Disgusting.
Oh no!
Well, only if you
no, you can hide the pee.
You can definitely hide the pee. Your pee's only that yellow.
Wait, you've peed in a pool and it came out yellow?
Maybe.
I've never seen that. What
the fuck?
I've never seen it.
Have you shit in a pool before?
No, but it's up for grabs. I'm not gonna say I can't go. I will. Have you guys ever farted in a pool and then you get those bubbles, and then you can, as soon as they come up to the top, you could smell it once they burst.
No.
Yes. Yes. They bubble up to the top like a 7-Up, and then once they like pop
like
at the top,
7-Up.
You can smell it.
That's never happened to me.
No, that's never
but
happened
here's
to me.
Tying into the shitting in a pool. So wife's a teacher, so she spends a lot of time at the pool during the summer. And she's usually there in the middle of the day during the middle of the week, right? So there's not many people there except the kids, the stay-at-home moms and their kids. So Bee's sitting on the ledge of the pool last year, and she's got her feet in the pool. She's reading a book, and she notices nobody's in the pool, and the lifeguard comes up to her and is like, "You got to get out of the fucking pool." Why? She, you know, there's nobody here. I'm an adult. There's not adult swim circumstance. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And the kid just points, and there's a turd floating in the pool. And this little kid, this little shit, put his own shit in the pool. He just couldn't help it.
Now, are we talking fun size Snickers, full, or king?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to you on that one. But, I mean, it was a noticeable size turd, and it was floating at the top.
Yeah.
So a lot of fiber in that diet.
So more than a shart.
More than a shart.
Okay.
It wasn't a little Hershey squirt. I mean, there's a turd floating in the pool. So they had to get everybody out. They had to drain the pool. I think the pool was closed for like 3 days. And then they reopened it. And of course, everybody
3 days? What the hell was inside of him?
Well, one thing that disgusts me like no other is watching a parent let their child go into the pool with a normal diaper and not a swim diaper. Because they're not made to hold the poop in. Do you ever do that, Ryan?
I did the opposite, Amber. I put on a swim diaper on Jackson because I thought it was a real diaper at home. And he pissed, and it comes out just like, I mean, it beads off the swim diaper.
Like a doctor, so, docker's.
I got an earful wet-proof. For that one.
Oh, my God. So, I guess peeing in the pool for you?
No, not sensible.
Peeing in the lake or ocean?
Totally sensible.
And you?
For all three, both number one and two. Sensible.
All righty.
So this leaves us to our last sensible or not question. And this absolutely drives me nuts. And I think it sways more towards women than men. Watching channels in non-HD when you have HD available. Taylor, sensible or not?
Drives me fucking bonkers.
Completely.
All right, so here's the thing. At home, I have HD TVs. I've got three of them in my house, right? I always put on the HD goddamn channel. Number one, you pay for it. Number two, it's completely noticeable. It's not even, you know, looking at a non-HD TV, especially in sports, it's extremely noticeable in sports. It's not clear. Oftentimes, depending on the channel, the aspect ratio isn't correct. It's completely noticeable. And I do not, for the life of me, understand how my wife doesn't get it. I go back and forth. I don't know. She may just be fucking with me at this point because I can't fathom how she doesn't notice it. But you go to the standard def channels and it's like blurry. It's got a grainy quality. You go to HD, you feel like you're actually at the game if you got a nice TV. It drives me bonkers. It's mind blowing. It's the same thing with like looking at VHS versus a Blu-ray. Like yeah. You're telling me you can't tell the difference?
I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, I get so pissed when Dana watches a DVD. DVDs are not allowed to be bought in our household or watched. They just, I can't do it.
I'm pretty much in the same
boat. I got to speak up for the wives. I got to speak up for the women here. I'm a woman and I can't notice a difference at all. Now I just got LASIK, so maybe there'll be a difference
maybe
now
they just
for me,
have
but
worse
I don't
eyes.
I don't see a difference at all.
Blind fucks.
I can't stand it. I walk into a bar and the Cubs are on and
no difference.
Oh, it's even worse.
It's standard
depth.
There's black bars everywhere. It looks like
your fucking TVs. You're not a sports bar if not everything is in HD. Like, come on.
Why are you not watching it? It's available.
Right.
Watch it.
And every time, like, and this happens at bars all the time. Can you put on the Cubs game? Then the guy's scrambling to find the guide, right? He's searching for the game.
Sometimes they hand me the controller and say, find it.
I know. So oftentimes I'm like, it's on 1012, or I'll tell him, it's on 12, right? So he just fucking puts on 12, and then he'll just leave
walks
it on
away.
Standard def instead of fucking
moron.
Changing it to the 12th version of HD.
Moron.
It drives me fucking
He's
nuts.
Probably drinking a Zima.
Unbelievable.
You know, the other thing is when you're watching Netflix, do they give you an option, standard def? No, they have it figured out. They want you to watch their shit in HD. You don't even have the option.
That's a good point. It's true.
There's nothing that makes me so mad. And I don't even want, like, sometimes Jackson will watch a little or a show on DVD. I don't even want to submit him to watching a DVD to know what how awful that looks.
I do have the Netflix. We get one disc out at a time, and we get the Blu-ray. You got to get the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Everything in my house, all three TVs have a Blu-ray. I don't get it.
No, totally sensible. No difference. I'll fight that to the end.
Completely not sensible.
Audience members, we want to hear your opinions on this last question. Is watching channels or sports or movies in non-HD sensible or not sensible?
It's not a question. If you're watching standard definition, you're a moron. You're a complete fucking moron.
Well, you've heard our opinion.
Whether you're on my side or you're on their side, moron. You can submit your answers
moron.
On our Facebook page or our Twitter page.
All right, moving on. That's sensible or not. We hope to have some fun with that in the future, too. But we'd like you guys, if you ever are listening or thinking about us and want to submit some sensible or not scenarios to our social medias, we'd love to hear them. So moving on, I've got a topic here I want to talk about, and it has to do with freakish athletes in sports. So we're not talking about like skill level freaks, because you have those, they come and go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Barry Sanders, he's a freak, right? I mean, Jerry Rice is a freak we can say, right?
Probably
I mean,
better than a freak.
Every professional athlete is a freak in one sense or another. So I'm talking strictly like real physical freaks, like out of this world physical freaks. And obviously one that comes to mind because he's having such a fantastic year, although struggling a tad of late with the strikeouts. But this kid, 25 years old, Aaron Judge, monster.
Complete.
I was out in New York end of July, early August, went to a game at Yankee Stadium, first time out there, had a blast. And I'm sitting out in the right field corner, actually, in foul territory. And he's playing right field that game. I bought a little Judge shirt just because I wanted to support the guy. I love him. He's a freak. I love freak athletes because they're just fascinating to watch. So
little as in mid-drift?
Right. A little belly shirt. Yeah. I was showing that ring. So you're looking at Judge. I mean, you sit down and immediately I'm just admiring this guy's size in BP. He's like, it's a stallion out there. He's a fucking monster.
What is he, 6'7"?
We're talking... This guy is, again, this is his second year in the league, I believe. He's 6'7", or listed anyway, online. It's 6'7", 282.
Monster.
Now, they say, I've seen him listed at 6'8", you know, with cleats, probably he's 6'8". And I'm sure his weight fluctuates a little bit. He could get up to 290, but that is a big dude. We're talking lineman size,
yeah.
Right? And you saw him in the Home Run Derby this year?
Yeah, I did. What a show he put on.
Complete masher.
Him and Stanton, what a
5'13", out of the ballpark. The last time I saw a derby like that, and the home run ball's back, which is making baseball a little more interesting.
The ball's juiced, I think.
The ball is juiced, is what they're juiced. Saying, right? So I haven't seen a derby like that since the Sammy Big Mac Bonds. Milwaukee, 2002.
Hitting him on to 94.
Holy shit. I mean, those were the days with the home run ball.
Yep.
Obviously, they were juiced out of their minds. We all know that now.
Who cares?
But we didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it brought baseball back. As kids, we loved that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, personally, I think Sammy should be in the Hall of Fame, and I think all those guys should, because it was an era, just as, you know.
Yeah.
People, pitchers doing coke was an era, yeah. Back in the 70s. So, but anyways, I haven't seen home run balls hit like that since 2002, 2001 at Turner Field when Sammy put in the triple deck. And I just appreciate guys like this because they're hard to find. Because, sure, I mean, there's big guys like that out there. But to be big like that and athletic and be able to find a finesse or a spot in a finesse sport like baseball, where like all your technical aspects are, yeah. Right. I mean, it's very difficult to hit a baseball, whether you're big or small. So I wanted to get your take on some of these freak athletes, see if there's any that come to your top of mind. I mean, let me ask you something. How you seen Boogie Nights or no?
You know, no, I know what it is. I've never seen it actually. All right.
Good movie. You should watch it. Put it on the queue. And it's about the 70s porn scene. It's got Mark Wahlberg, great cast. Burt Reynolds won Best Supporting Actor award for it. Julianne Moore won Best Supporting Actress. Very good movie. Funny, quirky, but
not
entertaining.
A Bush? You said 70s.
There's a decent amount of Bush.
All right.
But Mark Wahlberg stars as Dirk Diggler, and he's just got this massive... you know, donkey dick.
Knee knocker.
And I can't look at Aaron Judge and not think, you know, How big is this fucking dude's horse cock?
Like a tripod.
Right?
Unless how funny would it be if he had a baby dick? I mean, vice versa.
I heard the Big Show has a baby dick. But anyway, speaking of freak athletes, do you have any that come to top of mind from watching sports as a kid, or are they out there now playing?
You know, for me, definitely as a kid, in even being a Chicago guy, and growing up, my dad was not a fan of this guy, and I think that's what fueled me to be a fan of him. Is first person that comes to mind for me is Shaq, is Shaquille O'Neal. Just a dominating force in the 90s and also into the 2000s. I don't know if we'll ever see a guy as dominant at his position ever. And I'm not saying that he's the best ever center in the NBA, but might be the most dominant. And I know his knock was his, you know, didn't have much of a skill level. All he does is dunk. Not only do I not think that's true, but even if it was, who cares? He dominated you.
That's all he had to do.
I mean,
let's be real. He manned the, I fully agree with you. Manned the paint, dunked when he needed to. I mean, complete
tore down
monster.
The rim a couple times. You know, the movie he was in, Blue Chips. Have you seen that?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's on my
You have it's to on see my... that. If I remember right, his name in the movie, I think, was like Neon Thompson. And they had to take like a boat in Louisiana to go find him, and brought him to like a barn to play basketball in. But great movie.
Is it almost as good as Kazam? Or is that the movie?
What's better than Kazam? I don't know. But Shaq for me is just a complete dominating figure. And I think he's such a good dude, entertaining guy, good guy.
I think fan of Shaq. I think that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about here. Shaq, I always loved because he was just this dominating force that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, at his biggest, he was like, what, pushing 380, I think?
Easily. And cut.
And
well, I don't know if you say cut.
Let's not say cut, but he was fit in his own right, you know? Have you ever been to a wax museum, like one of those Madame Tussauds?
Actually, I think in the Dells, I saw like wax figures with Ripley's, believe it or not.
So the Madame Tussauds is like the big famous one. There's one in New York. I've been to the one in Vegas. There might be one in LA and maybe a couple other places. But I was out there a few years back, and I was with a group of people. And we went into the sports section, and they've got this figurine of Shaq, right? And they replicate their actual sizes and like how they should, what they look like, right?
I mean, his dick?
he's fully clothed, but I imagine maybe if you chipped away at some wax, you'd get something. A little sneak peek. But he's, let's say, 7'2", and we said pushing his tops, he was like 380 or whatever. You stand next to the guy, it doesn't look like a real person. I mean, you can't even believe that this thing is a person. It's a being just like you or I. So we all stand next to him. We're like, holy shit. I mean, B's up to his fucking waist. And he's got his foot there. He wears like a size 20-something plus, right? So we all put our feet next to him. We've got a great picture of like all our feet. I think there were maybe six of us. We've got all 6 feet, or 12 feet even maybe, right next to his. And it's like, it just dwarfs it. I think three of our feet fit into his. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Like, talk about a freak athlete. Shaq's a good one.
I think that's why I was drawn to him a lot too, because of my size. I'm not the biggest stature, but watching somebody of his stature just completely dominate world-class athletes night in and night out was a pleasure to watch.
Right, right. Well, next week we've got a fun topic, or next episode rather. We've got a fun topic regarding sports. We're going to do a draft of women over 60s that are we consider hotties. So it's like the we're going to sit down, we'll draft them, we'll go maybe a few rounds and show you our teams and see where we net out. But I have a feeling Miss Christy Brinkley will be up there.
I know you guys are ranting and raving. Settle down, because I know there's a lot of women over 60.
I got to do my
completely incredible.
Do my research.
I don't know what they do.
Oh, now I can wake up from my sports nap a little bit. You guys will know, you'll get to know about me that I'm not a big fan of sports, but I definitely respect these guys' sports talk. I love hearing about their passion, hearing how they talk about sports. But while they're talking about sports, I've been interacting with our listeners on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. We love to hear from you guys. And while I was looking on Twitter, I found a little question from a woman named Jennifer Nebles.
Nipples?
Jennifer Nipples. Jennifer Nipples, if you prefer.
I bet she has dinner plate nipples. Just the circumference is huge.
Jennifer,
it sounds
don't,
like it.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. You have beautiful nipples. And she asked us a nice summer-based question, and that is, if you were stuck on an island and you could only bring three things, not people, what would they be?
Hmm.
Want to go first,
That's
Ryan?
That's a phenomenal question, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer, for the submission. Wow, this is hard. So we can't bring people.
No people.
Three items. Mm-hmm. That's all the rules we have. So I think there's a lot of wiggle room in here. So I think that if I was on an island, I think I'd start with cigarettes. And I mean, it's obviously not one pack. It'd just be an unlimited amount. That's one item. Is smokes.
A truckload.
I mean, like, how long is that going to last, though?
What do you mean? I have them forever.
So an unlimited
supply. I don't think this is like a genie in a bottle.
Yeah,
three items, three in items. No.
All right, well then, all right, one pack of smokes. I'd probably bring... So can I say anything technology-wise? Would I know what it
yeah,
would work
and
out
it
there?
It would work, yes.
So I love TV. I love movies. So I'd probably bring like an iPad or...
Wait, we're saying it would work. How the fuck
yeah,
is it going to work?
It would fucking work. It Let's just say work. It would fucking work. By that time, I think they would just be unlimited
Wi-Fi.
Solar-powered
iPad.
Yeah. So iPad, smokes, and I mean, again, you guys said no people. And I mean, it's human nature to kind of be with somebody, whether no matter what your flavor is. I've run across some articles and some web pages recently about how real some of these new, let's just say, dolls look. So maybe I would bring one of them along. I mean, they wouldn't bitch. They wouldn't be dirty. They wouldn't be messy.
Just a nice companion.
Yeah. They shut up when you tell them to shut up.
They don't count as a person, right?
They're so not a person. There's an. I know there's apps.
Some people think count as a person.
I mean, she could maybe go make a fire, bring me some yeah, fish and shrimp appetizers.
I was going to ask how you're going to eat.
She'd be my cook.
Okay.
She would fish. I'd make her fish.
That's a sensible.
I could scream at her when I'd want to scream
right
at her.
Are those sensible answers?
No, not sensible.
Completely.
No. Completely sensible.
Yeah, I'll tell you a nice sensible answer. I would bring a tent because I'm not going to sleep with the bugs. And I would bring one.
A tent?
One female chicken and one male chicken. And I would have chicken tenders for life. Come on, Ryan. You've got to agree with me on that one.
Okay, I agree with the chicken tenders. But once you kill them and fry them up, where are they?
No. They would breed. So I would have unlimited amount of chicken. Chicken, eggs.
Where would you
That's
get the oil?
You
could use coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
For all you health fucks out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a coconut water.
Bread it in some nice dead leaves, as we mentioned earlier.
That's the Jimmy John's unwich.
There we go.
Didn't you tell me earlier?
You know, the only thing we're missing, though, is some sort of buzz. You could find, like, I don't know. Ferment coconuts.
Yep.
Or maybe there's some some natural plantage on the island that you could find
some
something.
Some nice ripe berries.
Yeah.
What about you, Taylor?
Yeah,
what
would
you
bring?
The tent is actually intriguing. I fucking hate camping.
Yes.
But I know you like camping. But the thing is, a tent would at least keep you contained
mm-hmm.
and away from the
rain,
bugs. I just I hate bugs. I hate them so much. So on my list, let me think. I've been thinking of this the last few minutes. I'm wearing... All right, so for food, you got to think about food. Right now, as we do this podcast, I'm wearing my Mike Vick jersey from about 2001. It's the old retro Falcons 7 jersey. PETA probably does not approve of the Dog Killers jersey I'm wearing, but I would just wear this. I would bring it because then all the animals know I'm not fucking around.
You'd be one
Send
with
a
the
signal.
Animals,
right?
One with the animals.
Like, I'm not a hunter, but if I wear this... They know who's boss.
I think they'd kill you.
They've heard the stories.
Like Timothy Treadwell, the grizzly bear.
So I'll go with a Vic jersey. And then instead of the tent, since I probably can't even fucking set up a tent, I'm just going to bring the biggest fucking can of 100% DEET that I can find. Because I do not want
to
get chomped
to
by
drink
mosquitoes.
Or spray on you?
I mean, worst comes to worst, I'll do a little spritzer. But... 100% DEET. And then last, kind of to your point, Ryan, you need some companionship. So I'm just going to bring a fleshlight.
Is that the most underrated product in U.S. history?
I don't think it's underrated. I think a lot of people have.
You can see men's priorities versus women's priorities right here.
What, like, just what product management and marketing is the good old-fashioned Fleshlight?
Oh, my God.
It's actually a light, right, too?
Yeah. Does it really work?
I think it's, I mean, in time of need, you could kill two birds with one stone.
Too funny, too funny. Well, we thank you guys for your time today. We hope you tune in. We hope you like the show and tune in to our upcoming episodes. We've got a few out on iTunes already, and we'll be releasing others every so often. So please follow us on our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are Sensible People. This is Taylor signing off for Ryan and Amber, and you guys have a great day.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.